a new bowls event on at the end of the month at Wynyard. It's called the Wynyard Classic, and it's got $5,000 worth of prize money, which is pretty handy as well. The coordinator is Graham Webberley, who joins me now. Good morning, Graham.
G'day, Martin. Good morning to you.
Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. This is going to be held on the 30th and 31st of October. $5,000 in prize money. It's obviously attracted a bit of interest from around the state, and I think you actually filled up pretty quickly, didn't you?
Yes, Martin. We now have the 24 teams, which will be starters, and it's great to see some top bowlers in those teams. We have representation from both the northwest coast and from Bowls North, which is the Tassie region. Hobart don't have a pennant by that weekend, so they can't partake, but we do have a bowler or two that's heading up from Hobart way for the tournament. So yes, it's all prescribed and full and paid up, and we're looking forward to some great bowling. And just to, if I could just plug that, it's the McWilkie's Wynyard Classic. McWilkie's Electrical Contractors are the proud naming right sponsors of the classic, which is fantastic.
Yeah, wouldn't be able to have events without great sponsors like that, for sure. And you mentioned there's a bye in the Bowls Northwest pennant this weekend, on that particular weekend, and that's where the idea came up from, to fill the gap, basically.
Yes, it did, Martin. As I say, at Wynyard, I suppose we're trying to be a bit innovative, move the club forward, and get some recognition. We believe we have some of the best bowling greens in the state, actually, with Grant Crowe, our long-time greenkeeper, doing a great job, and he's just picked up an assistant, Ed Baddington, who's a top bowler with the club too, doing an assistant greenkeeper role. So, and it's about promoting bowls, it's about promoting the Wynyard area and the great bowlers that we have, fortunately have in the state.
And often you find with these types of events too, even though you've already got enough teams, that you'll get a few people that are into bowls that will come along and watch.
We hope so. As I say, on the day, the canteen and the bar will obviously be open, and it'd be great to see some people come along and watch some great bowling. I know that it's generated a fair bit of interest, and as I say, 5 years ago I wasn't a bowler, but it's a great game, and it's open to all ages, and people that come along might have a good look and say, well, geez, I wouldn't mind being part of that, because it is a great a great competition, bowls, and also socially, it's a great environment to be in as well.
So, I know from going along to the final day of the Penguin Classic, which is normally held in March and has a similar sort of prize money, that the atmosphere in the final on the Sunday is quite special, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and we look forward to that. And the great thing with our competition is that there's 24 teams go in, but on the Saturday, three divisions, if you like, are determined. There's the top division, middle division, and lower division, and each of those are section A, B, C, and each of those sections will play off on the Sunday in finals. So we'll actually, in effect, have three finals. We'll have the section A, section B, and section C finals, with the prize money split amongst those sections, and obviously the $2,000 is the first prize for the section A winners. But it also, as I say, keeps it very competitive and keen for the Section C teams, the eight teams competing there. And I think the prize money, winning prize money there is about $500 or $600, and about $1,000 for the Section B winners. And there's run-up prizes. So, we're looking forward to some great bowls. And as we know, or as bowlers know on their day, a team can beat another team. It's how you perform on the day. So, as I say, with state bowlers in the mix, and some bowlers from Smithton Way and other ways, it's just great for bowls, I think. And and I'd like to thank Bowls Northwest and Bowls North. They've certainly helped promote this competition, and we're in debt to them. And if I could just also mention our annual sponsors, Garage Door Solutions and View Real Estate, who are great major sponsors of our club as well.
Yeah, like I said before, you can't survive without them. It's going to be a force competition, and what you find sometimes with these types of events too, that you sometimes have men and women bowling in the same teams, because they don't get to do that on a regular basis in pennant bowls, and that's sometimes in these events you see a mixed lineup.
Yes, well, there certainly is a mixed lineup here. there's some very interesting names of the teams, but not only do we have teams comprised from different clubs, we also have a couple of mixed gender teams, and we have a couple of all lady teams. So yeah, it's great to see the men and women bowlers getting together and having a game. Although Saturdays now with pennant is open gender, and we are starting to see more women mixing with the men on the Saturday pennant.
It's a game of skill and mental agility rather than physical ability. So there's no reason women can't be as competitive as the men.
Oh, for sure. There's some great women bowlers about, Martin, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, my late mother was a state singles champion, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, and my dad bowled Division 6, so I don't know where I fit. It's somewhere in between there, but anyway.
Mate, I'm a bit of a floater as well, but always trying to improve, so that's the key thing.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's a great event. Graham, I wish you the best of success with it. I'm sure it'll be a success. It'll become an annual event on the calendar, but thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thank you, Martin, and thanks for your support. Much appreciated.